is let me take you dancing.
It shouldn't be surprising, but that is very, very easy to dance along to. Jason Derulo and Take You Dancing on BBC Radio Suffolk. 8:30, time to share with you some new writing. This is all promoted by Inc, which supports new writing for the stage and radio across the Eastern region. If you go to inkfestival.org, submissions are open at the moment to get your work on Inc Festival 2021, which is set for Halesworth in April. So if you are writing stuff, maybe you could submit it and be your first piece of work on the stage. They attract writers of all calibres, from very, very experienced to first-timers. It is a great, great thing to promote talent in the region. However, they promote talent across the world. We'll be crossing to New York in a moment or two for the author of tonight's duologue is Robin Rothstein. Tonight's piece is called Finding Balance. It's performed by Jill Freud and Esther Freud. Enjoy.
Are you ready? I wish your father were here. He was a good teacher.
Wouldn't be saying anything different.
He taught you.
That is correct. He taught me a very long time ago. And then he stopped altogether.
Well, I kept at it, so now I'm far more of an expert than he was.
I really think I'm too old for this.
Okay, so you're giving up then?
You know, you really need to be more encouraging.
What are you talking about? I've been nothing but encouraging this whole time.
You have not. You're being very impatient with me.
I'm not being impatient.
You are indeed.
I'm being kind.
That is not a kind tone. Your father would have known how to be patient with me.
I'm not my father, all right. I'm me, for the love of God. Look, Mum, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be snippy with you. These are hard times and I'm a bit on edge. I just want to help you find some balance, some joy. You wanted to learn to do this, right? Won't that be better than focusing on the bad stuff all the time, being miserable?
You'll hold on to start.
Yes, but this time I'm going to let go once you get some momentum. You've got this, Mum. I have faith in you, okay? You ready?
Not really, but I doubt I ever will be, so all right. Yes, I'm ready.
All right, then. I'm holding firmly onto the back of the seat. Now, start pedalling. There you go. Good. You're doing great. Now, pedal a bit faster. Find your balance. Good, good. I've let go. There, you've got it. You've got it.
Oh, my God.
You've got it, Mum. Yay.
Holy Moses.
You're doing it all on your own now.
Oh, woo-hoo. This is quite fun.
Dad would be extremely proud of you.
He'd be proud of both of us. Whee!
Finding Balance, our duologue for you this evening. That was performed excellently by Jill Freud and Esther Freud and written by Robin Rothstein, who is in New York at the moment. Evening, Robin.
Well, good evening to you. It's good afternoon here in New York City.
What's it like in New York City this afternoon?
Well, it was very rainy this morning, but the sun is shining and things are looking good.
That is what we like to hear. I so enjoyed your piece. Tell me about the genesis. Presumably you can ride a bike, can you?
I can. In fact, I've been riding my bicycle a lot these days, given the circumstances, and that was part of the reason I wrote it. The other reason was my mother and I were having a little bit of some friction because I was trying to teach her some software thing remotely, and we were having challenges with that, and so between the two I was trying to figure out, that was top of mind, and friction between a mother and daughter and me riding my bike, and it kind of merged
that experience of trying to help someone's parents with video calls and things happening on their iPad and how do you do this on an Android phone. It's all that will be shared with lots and lots of people.
Yes, I'm her IT department, and I'm not an IT person, so
Riding a bike is such an odd thing because you can kind of talk through almost everything apart from that bit of how you feel that you can do it. And once someone gets it, it's very hard for them not to be able to ride the bike. There's obviously something that happens, a neural path or something that clicks, and then you can do it. I've got 4 children, 3 of them can ride bikes at the moment. Little one is staunchly refusing her balance bike, but she'll get there in the end. But it is very difficult. So I imagine teaching an adult to ride a bike is a huge challenge.
Yeah, I have not done that yet. But I, as you said, I learned when I was really little and it clicked, and I didn't ride for many years, really. And now I'm riding all the time, and I'm very grateful that my dad taught me how to ride my bike.
I rode all over Ipswich this morning. I was delivering thank you cards, and as stamps are very expensive and I need a exercise, I did a big circuit route all the way around, and I wondered whether I should change job and become some kind of elite cycle courier in Ipswich. what's cycling like? Because there has been a push here to get people out onto their bikes, so you know, people doing it for probably the first time since when they were children. What's the cycling scene like in New York?
It's huge. It was already starting to get pretty big. Our former mayor was very pro-bike and created more bike lanes. But yeah, since we had a lot of the transit was unsafe for a very long time, riding a bike was essential. And in fact, bicycle stores were essential stores, and it was very hard to find a bike if you wanted to buy or rent one. Thankfully, I had an old bike, and I dusted it off, got it tuned up, and was able to, my mother lives not too far from me, but I do need to either ride a bike or take public transit. So I was very happy to have my bicycle brought up to a good way, safety. And I was able to ride up to visit her during the early part of the pandemic when I was not feeling safe to go on public transportation.
Tell me a bit about other things that you've written of late.
Yeah, so a show of mine that I actually was produced in Broadway a few years ago called Mad Libs Live, we're starting to look at it as an online production. We started getting some licensing interest in that. So my collaborator Jeff Thompson and producer Kevin Duda will be putting our heads together to see how we can adapt it a little better for the Zoom generation we're currently in. And I've also been producing actually bike tour videos to show all the lovely public art and monuments in my neighborhood. I'm about to do a third one in my series. And in fact, the second one I did, I was able to interview somebody who lives in Devon, which I know is not really near where you are, but it was very exciting for me to meet a woman named Lydia Corbett, formerly Sylvette David, Picasso's muse. I interviewed her for this bike video, and her very talented daughter, who's a sculptor named Isabel Coulton. And so it's been, the pandemic has been horrific in so many ways, but I never would have had these experiences, including talking with you today, had we not been in this situation. So I try to look at all of it with as positive a spin as I can.
And like you say, you know, adapting work to fit the platforms which are of the moment, you know, that all is you know, a creative nudge. So you're doing a bike videos of you doing a bike tour around public art and space and kind of chatting with the people that you meet.
Correct. And I'm interviewing them over Zoom because it's not safe to interview them in person, but I'm self-producing the videos from soup to nuts. It came about because people couldn't do anything indoors. So I thought, let's look at the things all around us. There's so many wonderful things in our neighborhoods that I'm sure even where you were that you walk by every day really weren't paying too much attention. And so I brought that to people's attention, and people really enjoyed the videos. You know, I'm seeing a lot of likes, so I figure people like it. And I'm looking forward to doing probably this one more. I wanted to make it a 3-part series. That felt right. And so I was highlighting a Picasso sculpture in my neighborhood, and that's what brought me to this woman who lives in Devon.
Cool. Well, that's excellent, and a lovely bicycle theme running through it. Your piece voiced up by Esther Freud and Jill Freud. The Freuds have a link to Walberswick here in Suffolk. What did you think of their performances as a writer?
I'm so delighted by this whole experience. This is all such a surprise. I don't know them. I felt like they were just wonderful. I love the energy and the connection. And this is, I think, the first time I'm aware of that any of my writing has been done in the UK. So a Robin Rothstein UK premiere of something of my work. So the whole experience has just been kind of a dream come true. So I really appreciate Inc. and that what you are doing to promote not only me today, but it sounds like it's a whole series that you're doing on your station.
And we've had some really, really beautiful and funny and poignant pieces. So it's great to share. Robin, thank you very much for your time this afternoon, stroke this evening. Keep cycling. And I look forward to seeing your work, our ink, in the future.
Thanks so much, John. It was a pleasure talking to you.
That is Robin Rothstein, live from New York, author of Finding Balance, our Ink Duologue tonight, performed by Jill Freud and Esther Freud. If you go to inkfestival.org, you can find out more.